From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, Christmas comes early for wards at the Jamaica National Children's Home. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. The sounds of joy and laughter could be heard everywhere on December 2, as the young wards at Jamaica National Children's Home enjoyed food and entertainment, courtesy of event planning company Test Jamaica Limited.
When persons come through the gate and share this way, it reminds them that they're not forgotten, and this is absolutely important. It's not just the ice cream and cake, but the partnerships and the relationships that we build is going to be lasting.
Leroy Anderson is the director of the Jamaica National Children's Home. He says the 45-year-old facility caters to children with varying needs.
There are residents with physical disabilities, mental challenges as well. Residents with physical challenges, mobility is an issue as a case, but the special care facility is designed to accommodate them. They have youngsters in wheelchairs, there are ramps, there are all bathroom facilities and areas that they should be able to access for stimulation are accessible.
TEST, the acronym for Tomorrow's Events Solutions for Today, pulled out all the stops, treating the children to music and lots of goodies. Stacey Ann Studdart, one of the company directors, says this is the third charity event being hosted by the four-year-old enterprise.
We have Domino's Pizza, where we have tasty patties, we have beverages, iCool, we have ice cream galore. I don't know what happened to them tonight. We have ice cream galore, and we have gifts. That way, everybody getting a gift. There are actually 80 children at this home, so we try to make sure that everybody getting a gift.
Domino's Pizza brand manager, Khalees Reed, personally delivered her gift to the children. She says this donation is one of several being given by the restaurant franchise to share the love this holiday season.
We definitely have a lot more Christmas cheer to give to our customers. We're going to be coming out with some nice surprises for everyone for the holiday, just as a gift to say thank you, we appreciate you, and happy holidays.
Test Director Stacey Ann Studdart is encouraging all Jamaicans to embrace the spirit of giving as each one helps one.
If anyone ever get the opportunity to help, just find a home, whether it be a children's home, a home for the elderly, wherever it is, or just your neighbor. Christmas is just around the corner, and each one can help one. And that's really what we're doing here today. And we're actually bringing event ideas to reality, and that's our tagline.
Mr. Anderson expressed gratitude to the company volunteers who handed out food and gifts to the youngsters.
We appreciate TEST for coming to share with the children and bring this kind of good wish spirit, because children love Christmas time. And TEST come in with the colors and it makes them smile. Eh?
He urged the donors and partners to consider spreading cheer throughout the rest of the year, noting that visits and other forms of support tend to be most frequent at Christmas time.
It is much less during other times of the year. This time of year is kind of a goodwill moment, eh? And children love Christmas time, and we facilitate that as much as possible. Or why we encourage our friends to keep in touch with us as much as possible after Christmas.
Special appearances from public figures were also part of the day's treat. Singer Elaine and model Amita Persad Webb visited and interacted with the children, who were eager to show off their own talents. At the end of the day, the wards, whose ages range from 7 to 18 years, fully enjoyed the visit from TEST, with the company gearing up for its next opportunity to share the love. That's all we have time for on today's program. Tune in next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.